you for tuning in to this episode of Make It Make Sense.
You guys, make sure that you support us. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you share this with everybody that you know as well.
And if this is your first time checking in with us, we want to welcome you. If you've been here before, we want to thank you for being loyal to us and for coming back.
We are out, guys. Until the next time, stay blessed. Be a blessing. Peace. Peace.
What's up, my loves? You guys, you are tuning in to another episode of, wait for it, Make It Make Sense. It's your girl Nisha and Sheba in the building. We got a real chill show today. Let's Chat is always a chill show. You guys, we're just talking about current events, what's in the news. We usually start with news, but we're not going to do that today because we're chatting about news, all right? Let's introduce the other boss lady on the screen. What's good, mommy? How is your day, Miss Nisha?
So today is one of those days, but I'm here and we're gonna get through this episode.
And I hope it's one of those days, man. All right, you guys. So listen, I say this every week. I don't know. Listen, I'm just going from my co-host here. She may not be keeping this up because y'all ain't acting right. Y'all not going to the YouTube channel and acting right. You're listening, you're tuning in, and you're listening to us every week, which we sure do appreciate. What number have we gotten at this point, Miss Nation? For our listeners who's listening.
We have just hit 1K listeners.
Definitely, definitely. So you guys are tuning in. You continue to come in. We're almost a year. Actually, we had a year, like a month away from a year. So we're at a year. We appreciate you so much for that. That's super bomb. But for some reason, we can't get this YouTube off the way. You guys, listen, we talk stuff, but for you to see what we're talking about and see the reactions, that's everything. Go to YouTube. Make sure that you put in Make It Make Sense, the podcast. You're going to see a few of them come up, but there's only Sheba and Nish. You're only going to see that. By the time you scroll a little bit, you'll see us. Make sure that you tune in. We only have a couple videos on that. That was something that we tried new for this new season. But if you guys don't push it, then we can't keep it, right? You're just going to hear our voices and you won't see our faces. So make sure that you tune into that. And we're going to go ahead and start off with this. Now, when I read this story, I was blown away. TikTok user, her name is Ellie Addison. And the whole point of it was, Amy Addison. Let me take that back. My apologies. But the whole point of the video was, tell me how you found out your ex-spouse was cheating on you. Okay. That's the title of the TikTok videos. And she was like, boom, I got one for you. This is how I found out. I'm just reading my local newspaper. And I just happened to see, you know, families, you know how they have sections like obituaries, people that have passed. Well, this is a section of families. I've seen it in my newspaper, couples that are taking nice pictures. We're expecting our first child, our second child, you know, they're expecting babies, but she's reading the newspaper and seeing where this couple was expecting their first child together. And they were super excited. And she's seen the woman and she noticed this name that looks super familiar. And it was her husband's name. And why she knew it, this is not a David Thomas. This is not a Fred Jenkins. This, you know, these are not your regular common names. He had what she said was he had one of those names that you just know there was nobody else but him. She was like, is this my husband expecting a newborn with his wife or fiance? Come on now. I don't know what I would have done. So she's explaining it. She finds out and she knows him just because of the uniqueness in the name. She doesn't tell him right away because women are women and we prepare. And there's a method to our madness, whatever the madness is. So she waits a little bit. She rides through the spot where the girlfriend is. She sees his car when he should be working. She's like, oh, so this is for real. That was her solidification. So she goes back home, gets all his clothes. It's raining that day. She puts all this stuff on his car, you know, boom, boom, boom. And she waits for him to call. He hasn't went outside to see his car yet, right? He's at the side piece's house. He hasn't seen what's going on. He's like, baby, I'm at work. What's going on? What are you talking about? She says, go to your car. Call me later. He goes to the car. He sees the newspaper ad. He sees the clothing. He sees all of that. She says an hour later, he reaches out to her. It's like, it's not what you think. Really? But really, though, this is my question to you. I don't know, have any of you ever had those where you found out somebody was cheating on you, boyfriend, spouse, whatever, in the awkwardest way? Have you ever had that type of moment?
I can't say that I had one that was like super awkward though. Like what I had was common. Like, but maybe like, and I mean, it could be because in my past relationships, I had a lot of problems with them doing it on social media. So that's kind of common. Like you get that more than anything else. So I've never had one like that, and I'm so God know who to give them struggles to.
Come on now.
Couldn't be the person.
He had a whole family cross town that he was just going about his life. Like nothing. I'm like, are you for real? And you know what? Honestly, you guys, I'm trying to think. Have I ever had that type of, I haven't dealt with cheating since high school. I'm going to tell you. But that was a long-term jock relationship. And he was cheating with the one that I just couldn't believe. You guys, I don't think I'm all that, but listen, for some reason, it hurts deep when a woman finds that you're messing around with another woman that she doesn't feel is up to her caliber, right? So when you done took a few notches down, oh, that's like the worst thing. That's like the worst thing. It's on the spectrum of, it could be you done took a few notches down or you took a few notches up. What if she's better than me? Either one of those spectrums are very, very hard to deal with. Okay. If you're getting with somebody that I think is my equal or this, and you know, it still hurts, but it's like, all right, whatever. Okay. But she ain't even, as B said, she ain't even me. Irreplaceable. Y'all don't know. Y'all like, she ain't even me. Come on now. You can't even match me. That was heartbreaking. So I haven't had one of those stories where I found out like that. And I'm glad I haven't. Again, to each his own. Because that would be, when I found out, I was showing up at his yard at 9 o'clock at night. And I was a teenager. I was 18 years old. And the chick was in the house. My girlfriend met me at, I was working at Wendy's. My girlfriend said, hey, the chick is at his house. I was like, what chick? That chick is at the house. Let's go. When I tell you I left my job, young stuff. This is young stuff. I had been working there maybe two years. I was like, you lying. And see, I was always the clean cut chick, kid chick, never got into nothing, but everybody knew I was dating him for years. So you just really out here just shaming my name. You know what I'm saying? You just out here shaming me. So, but I haven't had that type. That's an embarrassment because you're married to this person. It's a difference. And they plan you. So shout out to you, my love, that had to deal with that. I am sorry. And for anybody that has listened, because I just noticed my voice went up. That's why I went down on my voice. I heard the loudness. So I took it down a notch. So any of my listeners that have went through those type of episodes where you found out in the wrong way, ooh, especially for y'all that is a family member. I know those stories. Sister, cousin, best friend, mama. Yeah, I don't wish that on anybody. So that's my first story. That blew my mind on how she did it. Of course, she's no longer with them, but that was the story of how she found out her husband had a family cross town. Dang, congratulating his baby in the newspaper.
Well, good thing she got out of that situation safely. My story, y'all, this was the funniest story that I ever seen lately. So the title of the story was Brawl at the Water Park. So I was looking at this story. So apparently, okay, so I'm going to read y'all a little tidbit from it. So it says, a brawl broke out at an Ohio water park that resulted in at least two people being knocked out and also being arrested. So listen, the story goes, these people were in line to get on some type of water ride situation.
Right.
Somebody tried to cut the line. Now they were
that's already a no-no.
they were intoxicated, which is the second.
Right, that's the second now.
So apparently, whoever tried to cut the line, the people that had been waiting was on that, like, they was like, yeah,
you right.
cut.
It's not happening today.
It's hot outside right now. And the thing is, like, we have been locked down for so long. People are just, like, really coming out. So ain't nobody having it. You got, and then it's a respect thing too. A lot of people, if you like me, I'm big on respect. Like, because I'm going to give that to you, the moment that you disrespect me, I'm going to be like a 10-headed dragon. Like, it's just not necessary.
Right.
So my question to you is, do you feel like these types of things are happening because we have been locked down for so long due to COVID? Do you think that this is something that happens all the time?
I think COVID has played a major part in it. But I think people are just rude as hell today, too. Very. You know, and people's tempers are short. I can't say that they're wrong for going off for that. But I think we're just... Like, COVID has a big part of it because people's lives have changed over the last year for everyone has been completely different. And so there's some normalcy coming back, you know, to that and where people can go out with their family. So, yeah, I think that has a major part to do with it. But then again, you know, we got people just snapping. People were snapping before COVID. COVID just kind of solidified things a little bit more because we had to be loners and we had to be by ourselves and we had to be in the homes and things like that. So right now people are just so willing to get out. I get it. Yes, I think COVID played a great part. Yes. I can dig that. So you guys, I believe everyone, no one let me not assume, Megan Thee Stallion, rapper, beautiful chick, she's doing her thing, and she kind of announced, correct me if I'm wrong, but she's kind of taking a break, right, from the whole music thing for a minute. I read a story maybe a couple weeks ago that she was going to take a break from that, just to kind of do her own thing and kind of dab into some other things. What I really loved about Megan Thee Stallion, I kind of seen a story on her before, like last year where she was in school, in college, and her goals, if I'm not wrong, was to open her own home healthcare business. She wanted to be a business owner, which I thought was dope because her plan went beyond what she was doing. This was to help her to get to be that. And she had other women in her life that helped show her, like, you can be that business owner. This was a step to that. She figured out she was pretty. She was good at doing something. So let me make this happen to that way. So I'm a fan of it. But I'm reading she's having a new series via Snap, a new reality series that she's going to be coming out with the whole, it's going to be by Snap. I didn't know Snap had live series shows.
Is she going to be like hosting a show?
It's a reality show for her. So it's going to be about her pets. And it's like she says she's the best pet mother ever. So she's going to have celebrities, friends on the show. And she'll have other just regular pet parents on the show where she's doing live content for Snap. So I'm all about you kind of making your money and doing, making it happen how it happens. I think it's a beautiful thing. So my question for that is, would you ever put yourself out there to do, because we all know the what comes behind reality show. You're putting yourself out there, but also it is it's reality, but it's not.
Right.
You know, they edit things on how to make it seem what it may not be or whatever. Would you ever do that?
No. Here's the thing. I'm not reality TV material. Now, I think I'm funny. I think my family is hilarious. Mm-hmm. But what I don't like is just that, what you just said, how they edit this content to look one way. And really, the situation may not have even been that bad, but they so bad. I'm not okay with it. Like, I just feel like if it's reality TV, let's be real. Like,
right.
Ain't no scripts and none of that. It's just real life.
Right.
if it's not that, I wouldn't do it. I never,
Well, this is supposed to be non-scripted. It's called Off the Leash. That's the name of the series. It is solidified, so it will be coming to par. So as she takes a break from the music, she'll be kind of dabbling into this. And it is a Snapchat reality series. I don't know if it's Snapchat's first. I don't know that. I didn't really get into that. So shout out to that. Good luck on that, on how that goes. My only thing with reality TV, it especially when it comes down to couples. Now, I can't say when it's just an individuals, but when I see people that are in a relationship that do reality TV, I never see them make it.
Yeah.
I rarely see them make it. Usually they're no longer a couple after then, maybe because you're putting too much out there. I don't know, but I hope that it helps her more than hinders. That's the goal. That's that for me. What you got, mommy?
All right. So the next one, let's see. Okay. So I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but apparently there was a shooting in San Jose that killed about 8 people. So the gunman apparently just opened fire at some type of railway situation and killed 8 people. So the aftermath of this is Biden trying to, again, push stricter laws on gun legislation. Mm-hmm. My question for you is, do you think that there should be some changes to gun legislation?
Definitely.
Be helpful.
Definitely.
What should that look like?
I don't know what it looks like, but something needs to be done. Like, we need to get together, start some focus groups or something to where we need to figure out what's going to be the best option. Because I know in Texas, it's, you got people walking around with guns on the hip. I mean, we got in the state here, you can, as long as it's registered and you went through your ins and out, you can wear it out, when people see what's really good. But because there's so many, they're calling, the shootings and the mass murders that we've had this year, like, epidemic, like it has been a numerous amount of shootings this year and last year, mm-hmm. but a lot this year, to only be 5 months in,
right,
where people are just losing it. And I'm all for people having rights to bear arms. I really am. If you go through everything for protection, because I definitely want to get that. I'm actually in the process of making that happen.
And I have
at the moment.
I'm
all for that, but I just, if everybody just feel like they need a gun, like if everybody just strapped and that's your answer to every problem, like, we really got a problem. Like, I feel like it's going to just spiral out of control when it should be just for protection. But now it just becomes a way to solve your problem. It's not for protection. Like, nobody's coming in your house and invading your property and trying to overtake you or your family. It's just like people that, like, that's the response. Like, I'm pissed. I'm mad. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. I just think like it could go way higher. So I believe we definitely need some controls in that. The problem over the years is, that's big money. Doesn't it always come down to money? These people are big money. So that means they put a lot of money behind these politicians and names that you see. So therefore you see why are things not changing? There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
They're sponsoring, there's sponsorships. There's people, they're giving big money to that. And if you don't sponsor or agree, they take that money away and that hinders. So right. You got to have somebody that's really for that and about that, that wants to kind of make those changes where that's not important. And you can't find that regularly. Like, that's hard to find. So, but yeah, I think we definitely need that.
I just feel like a part of that is the money, but the other part of that is, how do we go about doing it? Because where we stand now, not anybody can buy a gun now, but people buy them, they end up on the streets, people get them, like that. How do we go about screening people for this? Like, because not everybody that has done these mass shootings are mentally ill. Some of them just having a bad day or something.
They're tired.
Yeah,
they're tired of whatever.
It's been so many things going on. So it's just like, I think that's a part of it too. Just trying to figure out what's the criteria.
Right. And I agree.
That's fair, because especially in the time we're living in now, where a lot of our Black and brown people don't always get a fair shot anyway. How do we go about, you know, doing something about that? So I think that's a part of it too.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was watching a special on Revolt Channel the other day where I wish I knew his name, but he's a bomb actor. And he's just going in all the hoods, and it's a different topic, you know. And the topic that I actually came in on was illegal guns. People just buying guns, you know, illegally or whatever, just to have or whatever. And that's big business. You guys, I didn't know the business behind it, but gun shows,
yes,
big business.
Yep.
Between Atlanta, New York, LA, like these bigger cities, Chi-Town. I mean, this is billions of dollars, you guys, that's going into this black market, mm-hmm. you know, where you could go into a gun show. You're supposed to be able to show papers that you're clear and you're mm-hmm. able to get it. But a lot of them don't have that. Yep. Now, I believe with the Biden administration, they have tried to. I believe they did this with the Obama administration, actually, where they tried to really strict on the laws for the gun shows. But man, you got people in there selling guns you don't see regularly. And you got people coming off the street, coming in and getting that, copping it, getting it for a good price, actually, and going out here. And I mean, it's big business. So, yes, I agree with you, Mom. We need to find some type of way to control it, because this year has been. I feel like every time I wake up, I feel there's some type of mass shooting that has happened. Yeah. So listen, Portia Williams, you guys, Housewives of Atlanta. I'm not on Instagram. I don't have an Instagram account, but I know she popping right now. I've listened to a lot of shows for her, and she's with this new, her new fiance, Mr. I don't want to mispronounce the last name, but I believe it's Simon Gubadaya. I don't know. I may be butchering that last name, but she's engaged. Portia is a beautiful woman. And she's always been beautiful. I've seen pictures of her in high school. The body she has is the body that she's always had. All right. Just looking at her from way back in the day, the breasts may be a little bit bigger. I can't speculate on that, but that booty has always been there and that face is there. So she's a very beautiful woman. She's been on Housewives of Atlanta show for years. She's done Ricky Smalley's morning show. But right now she's getting a lot of news and track on this new engagement she has with this Simon guy, which was previously married to another castmate on Housewives of Atlanta. So of course there's drama with that. You took your friend's husband type thing that's coming with that. But what she posted was they had already divorced. They had been divorced a month. He and I got together. And a month into their relationship, they're engaged, right? And, you know, she's like, we're madly in love. This is that and the other. And she said there was no funny business beforehand. Their marriage was done and divorced before I came in the picture. And she did also note that her and the chick were not great friends. Like, we're not friends. She's on the show. And she was a newbie in the show. But her husband, she was 31, her husband was 56. So this guy's 56. I believe Portia may be in her late 30s, something like that. Both of the women are beautiful sisters. But my question behind this is it too much? My thing with this is, you know, Portia was married. She had a child with this other, you know, guy that she did. And I don't keep up with the show like that, but I believe they must have separated. And then this guy came around, but she was like, yes, it's only a month. We're madly in love. We're engaged. And she's choosing happiness. And I'm all for that. But my question is, who's not happy in a relationship a month in?
Right.
Who's not like
crazy as hell,
crazy in love a month in?
This is why I said reality TV can be too much. Because it's like every headline that you see, you have to think like, okay, is this just for ratings? Is this real? Like, because mm-hmm. it's not to say that the situation is impossible, you know? Mm-hmm. But how likely is that? Like you said, when you first meet somebody, I always call that the honeymoon stage. Like mm-hmm. everything is good. Everybody happy. in a month, like for real, right. Like come on, like I don't know, I don't watch the show. I just can't deal with it.
I haven't watched it in so long. I don't know what's popping, but when I seen the story, I did caught Ricky Smiley's show and they were talking about it. And that's when I was like, And it was just, he was like, man, she all over my Instagram timeline. Like he's like, man, I got off of Instagram for days because all I seen was Portia. He's like, I can't, come on out, you know. But that was really my question. Like, it's supposed to be happy a month in. You're supposed to be like happy in love, but then you get to the realness, then you get to the meat and potatoes of the relationship. Yeah. After a year, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, listen, for me, I don't have relationship goals for anybody. There is nobody that I have said relationship goals, no man, nope, because I know relationships. Yeah. And I know it ain't all peaches and cream. I don't give a damn who you are, what money you have, how much your income, and if you both came into it on the same spectrum and it wasn't for the wrong reasons. A relationship is ups and downs. A relationship, there's a lot that goes into that. It's work. Yeah. It is work. And I know it's not just peaches and cream like people just portray it. So I don't have those goals. I don't look at nobody relationship be like, I want that. No. Yeah. Anyway, that's it for me. I just really wanted to see what everybody thought. Would you now listen, here I am. Let me just really quickly. I wasn't engaged to anybody, but I was with my husband for 5 months and then got married. And I'm 10 years in. It's more than a month, right?
You still don't know everything about them in 5 months, granted. But you kind of know if it's somebody that you can really deal with.
Right.
Long term.
Yeah.
Like, I think by 5 months, you would have known if it's like make or break it at that time. Like,
right.
I can stand to look at your face every day. Like,
exactly. You
know, I mean, a month, I think that's too soon. But
it is really soon.
You know, live your life YOLO.
To each his own, right? Everybody, listen, your life is not my life. It's not affecting me. I'm really big on that. Oh, no. If it makes you happy, then so, you know, I'm good with it. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, that's that. What you got, mommy?
That's it for me.
I'm done too. We really could chat up in here, but we have to stop ourselves. Let me just keep it funky. We have to really stop ourselves because we could talk and this could be an hour show. And y'all like, they women, like they talking, like we could do that. But we try to really kind of cut this off at about a 20 to 30 minute type thing, so we ain't just boring you, okay? So until the next one, you guys, of course, Nisha is going to come back in and do her lovely thing. We'll be back next week doing the joint thing, co-hosting together, just vibing, hoping that you guys vibe with us. You got anything else you want to end with this, mommy?
I don't. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see.
Thank you. Yeah. We love you. We appreciate you. Be kind. Be a blessing. Until the next time we're out, you guys. Peace.
You guys, welcome to Make It Make Sense. We are your hosts. My name is Sheba.
And your girl, Niche. And here on Make It Make Sense, we are going to be discussing self-help.
We're going to definitely go over some current events that's happening.
We're going to address mental health issues as well.
You guys, we got a new segment that we're going to bring in this season. It's going to be world news.
And we're also going to tackle some general topics.
Make sure you stay tuned for the dope special guest that we're going to bring in along the way as well. Strap in. Make sure that you stay tuned for the topic, guys. You're tuning in to Make It Make Sense. You're tuning in to make it make sense. You're here.
Okay.
We're here.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's get it.